Okay, so right off the bat in Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avram, well, what does he tell Avram? Let's see if you paraphrase it right.
Go from your land. From the land of your
guys, whatever you're still eating,
family and parents and whatever.
Good, leave your land and then what?
Go where I show you.
And what am I going to do when you get there? What do you remember? Come on, what's the paraphrase? Paraphrasing. Leave your land, go to the land that I'll show you, I'll make you great, and what else? What am I going to do? Why are you going to this land? Right, this land I'm going to give you. Right, now, the problem is... What is going on this recorder? I really don't know what I was doing. The problem is that what happens, Pasuk Yud already... Right, Pasuk Yud. Vahira Baretz, Vahira Avram Mitzrayim El Agur Sham Gichaveda Rav Baretz. Right, that you, this whole drama is built up. Hashem says, I want you to go. I want you to leave your land. It's all going to be good. I'm going to bring you to a new land. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to bless you. It's going to be great. He gets there, and there's a famine, and he goes down to Mitzrayim. Now, where was there a famine? So, the majority of the Mefarshim, you look here, right, Rashi says, Rav Ba'aretz, what does that imply? Be'osa Eretz Livada, only in Israel. Right? And Rashi says, why? Why would God make it that there's only a famine in Israel? Linasoto. Well, he says to test him. Right? But that he told him, go to Canaan, and now he tells him to leave. And you look, throughout the Mefarshim, they variations on this, these themes. The Radak, Ze Echad Mina Nisyonot, Shinisayel at Avraham Avinu Vamad Bechulan, Veloir Achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leymor, Etmol Amar Li Venivrchu Bechal Kol Mishmohol Adama, Vayom, Ra'av Baret Shani Shochein Ba, Ad Shetzarech, Latzit Men Al Makom Acher. And it was a test. Yesterday you told me, leave my land, come here, I'm going to bless you, and now you leave. Now, it may not be as Rashi's quite extreme, right, that there's only a famine in Canaan. The Radak, the Bechor Shor say, no, it wasn't only a famine in Israel, but there was only not a famine in Mitzrayim. Why was there only not a famine in Mitzrayim?
So we'd go there.
Well, no, physically. Why was there not a famine in Mitzrayim? They have the Nile, right? Right, throughout Tanakh, this is important, right, that the fundamental difference between Mitzrayim and Israel in a single word is?
Rain.
Right? Lo che'eretz Mitzrayim, right, in Dvarim, right? Hashem, Moshe puts in Hashem's mouth, so to speak, right, that the fundamental difference is lo che'eretz Mitzrayim. It's not like Mitzrayim, which gets its sustenance from the Nile. Rather, it gets it from rain. Why is that important? Because but the pasuk says exactly because it's Eretz Asher Einei Hashem Elokech Haba Merishit Hashana Ach Reit Shana. Because it needs rain, God has to, so to speak, actively be involved, which requires this tefillah and to act properly. Hence, the second parak of Shema. The entire theme is that if you do mitzvot, not you'll be rewarded. If you do mitzvot, there will be rain. If you don't do mitzvot, there won't be rain. Right? That's Eretz Yisrael in a nutshell. So Radak, Bechor Shor, say, not necessarily like Rashi, that there was only a famine in Eretz Yisrael, but they say, okay, Mitzrayim was unique. And you go through the Mefarshim, this is basically the way they take it. They dispute, right? Ramban isn't so thrilled that Avram actually goes down. But fundamentally, they see this as a test. Now, that may be true, but at least for me, there's still a question that remains. Because Hashem could have picked a whole bunch of tests. Right? He does. Avram has a whole set of varied tests. If you really want to understand what's going on, you got to push it a little bit farther, which is, okay, it's very nice. Hashem wanted to test Avram's faith right off the bat. Why specifically by making there be a famine and forcing him to leave? Right? Is it teaching Avram anything besides for the fact that God is testing him, that God wants to see how much he has faith in him? I mean, it's a bit weird. Right? You think about it. I mean, I understand. Hashem wants to see whether he'll have faith. But the truth is that if you read Rashi, read the Radak, you have a good kasha. Avram had a good kasha on God, which is, wait a second, you told me to come, and now you're telling me to leave. Right? It's not just a test. It's not just like there's a problem in Emuna here, if Avram asked that. There could also just be a legitimate information question, which is, God, please clarify what it is that you want from me. Right? But all of this is only because all of you misquoted the Pasuk. All of you. Right? And that's where you have to realize that there's something more going on. Because Hashem never said to Avram that he was going to give him the land. Never, ever, ever, ever happened. What did he say?
Go to this.
Vayira Adonai el Avram vayomer lizaracha etain et haaretz hazot vayiven sham mizbeach l'Adonai nera elav. The question disappears at least a little bit when you realize that he never said that he would give him Canaan. He said he would bring him to the land that he would give to his children. Zaracha. Now, he didn't tell him that at the beginning, right? He didn't tell him at the beginning. When did he tell him? You have to be very careful in the pasuk. There's two revelations. Right, beginning of Lech Lecha is Vayomer Adonai Avram Lech Lecha Maratzacham Lecha Ubeid Avicha Laaretz Asher Areka. Right now, he never lies. Right, God says in the beginning of Lech Lecha, "Go to the land; I'll show you." Nothing about I'm going to give it to you. Right, and then he reveals himself again once he gets there, and he says, "By the way, this is not the land I'm giving to you; it's the land I'm giving to your children." Right, so there isn't actually akasha. It is a test. Right, it is a test because it's lo na'im, right? The way the Radak says, right? Or is it the Radak who says it this way? Yeah, right. The Radak says the test was simply not you promised me Israel and now you're kicking me out. It's I'm living here and you're driving me nuts, right? I have to leave. It's the land I'm shochein ba, not the land that I own yet. Just I'm living here, right? This is just not right. But then you have to take it one step further, which is okay, fine. So God didn't technically violate his promise. He said he was going to give it Lizaracha, and that is what he's going to do. So he goes down to Mitzrayim, and it's a test. He's not supposed to question God. But is Avram supposed to learn anything from the fact that God is only giving it to his children, and therefore specifically chooses a test that involves him leaving the very land that he was just instructed to go to? So here, and this, I think, is a key to a lot of what happens in Bereishit, is you have to ask a bigger question, which is, does Avram get promised land and get committed to a mission? Or does he get promised a land so that he can fulfill his mission? Right? What's the difference? Right? What's the difference between God saying, I give you a mission and I'm giving you a land, and God saying, I'm giving you a land because I have a mission for you, and you can only do that properly in the land.
One is contingency and one is a reward.
So, right, one is a promise, right? Just a reward, or I don't know if it's a reward, I haven't done anything yet. But...
No, meaning he needs the land to do the mission. So that's why we're giving it to him to do the mission.
Or, in other words, in English, right, is the land a means or an end? Right, is the land a means or an end? What does Avram learn by the fact that God, right from the beginning, gives him a mission, right, to be Korei B'Shem Hashem, and later on to teach Tzedek U'Mishpat, but he only promises the land to his children down the line, and we don't find out when that is until later. Right now, it could be Yitzchak. We don't find out until later that it means 400 years later. Right, what does Avram learn by the fact that Hashem promises him a land in the sense that it'll be in his family, but doesn't give it to him right away? That the land is a means and not an end. It's not that I'm giving you the land and Eretz Yisrael is so holy. I mean, it is. But that's not the whole point. Right? What's the point of Eretz Yisrael? The point of Eretz Yisrael is a place in which you can set up a society that represents God's ideal society, that represents God's mission that he entrusted Avram with. So I think that Yes, it's a test. All the Mefarshim are right. It's obviously a test. Right? Whether it means that there was only a famine in Israel or there was a famine in Israel and everywhere else, but not Mitzrayim. Either way, he forced him to come here. But the specific test was teaching Avram something important, which is, yes, I'm promising you a land, and yes, I'm entrusting you with a mission, but it's not like, look, I'm just giving you a reward because you are good and because you listen to me, so now I'm giving you a land. He's telling him, look, I'm giving you a land because it's what you need for your mission. But what is your mission? And here's where you have to be careful. Your mission isn't just to keep God's will by yourself. What is Avram's end goal of a mission?
Spreading
these ideas.
Right? But how? Through the creation of?
A nation.
A nation. And what does a nation need?
What?
A land. A land. So I think that the reason that the first test that Avram gets once he gets to Israel is leave, is to frame Avram's mission properly, is to teach him that lands for him is a means to an end. It's the means by which he can create a nation who will spread God's word as a nation. Until he's a nation, he doesn't actually need the land, which is why in the end we find out that God never promised it to Avram, never even promised it to his children in the mitzumtzum sense, right? Yitzhak or Yaakov. But his children, when? 400 years later, but what's the key? Because what's true after 400 years later?
They're a nation.
They're a nation. Right? And an individual may be able to inspire people walking around and preaching. A nation inspires by building a model nation. And by pushing the land till after such a model nation was created, Hashem properly for Avram frames, right, which is the Ikar, which is the Tafel, which is the means and which is the end, giving Avram the tools to really understand what he's supposed to be doing in life. Okay.